Watching from the window of the police station, Sheriff Case Laramie wasn't sure if he should deal first with the senior citizen flasher, the traffic violation, or the whizzing longhorn. As a cop in a small ranching town like Coldwater, Texas, Case didn't usually have to pick between wrongdoings and disturbances, but apparently today they were experiencing a sort of crime wave. When he saw the flasher, Gopher Tate, reach to unbutton his ratty raincoat, Case moved him up to the number one spot of which situation should get his attention. There wasn't anyone around Gopher, and the man never flashed a full Monty, especially in winter. But Case didn't want anyone shocked or complaining if they got a glimpse of Gopher's tidy-whities covering his wrinkled junk. "Liberty!" Case called out to Deputy Liberty Cassane as he pulled on his jacket and hat and then headed out the door of the police station. "Go after that idiot who just blew through the red light. Red Porsche, Oklahoma plates." No need for Case to specify which light, since there was only one, and it was on Main Street, right in front of the police station. It was also next to the clearly marked sign with the posted speed limit of 30 miles per hour. By Case's estimate, the guy wasn't exactly speeding, but the light had been red. Liberty leaped up from her desk in the squad room, crammed the rest of a goo-loaded sticky bun into her mouth, and hurried out to the cruiser in the parking lot next to the building. Case went across the street to deal with Gopher. As Case walked, he gave the pissing longhorn a glance. Like the rest of Coldwater, it was a familiar sight. It belonged to the librarian, Esther Benton, who affectionately called the bull Petunia. Petunia had a fondness for breaking fence, wandering onto Main Street, and disrupting traffic. Today, though, the bull wasn't in the street, but rather had taken to the sidewalk, working its way through the dancing Santas, glittering candy canes, and other assorted decorations that the town and business owners had set out for Christmas. Those particular items had only been in place for a couple of hours and had replaced the gobbling turkeys and cardboard cornucopias from Thanksgiving. In a month, specifically December 26th, the Christmas decor would be boxed up and the New Year's stuff would be set out. Coldwater had no shortage of overly done spangles, adornments of questionable taste, and downright tacky holiday plastic. Case gave Petunia another glance to make sure the longhorn hadn't moved. It hadn't. It was now underneath the awning of the taxidermist's shop, much ado about stuffing, and it had pissed a puddle deep enough to drown an alley cat. Apparently, hydration wasn't an issue for Petunia. Once Case had finished with Gopher, he'd need to get the longhorn moving, call Esther and tell the woman she'd need to pay for another cleanup. Ironically, Gopher often did janitorial services for the town, so Case would be tapping the man for the job if he didn't have to arrest him first. Gopher still had hold of the sides of his raincoat, but his grip dropped away when he spotted Case.
"You gonna arrest me?" Gopher asked, making it sound as much a challenge as a question.
"Depends. You got a good explanation as to why you're on Main Street wearing a raincoat when there's not a chance of rain in the forecast?" Gopher's forehead bunched up, as if giving that some thought, and he glanced up at the cloudless blue sky.
"I'd like to be ready in case there's a change in the weather."
Well, it was an explanation, all right, but it wasn't an especially good one. "You've got two choices, Gopher. Come with me to the jail, or button up that raincoat and clean up after Petunia." Gopher contemplated that, too.
"But I got a different color bow on today, and nobody's had a chance to see it."
Since that bow, whatever color it was, would be tied around Gopher's junk, Case didn't intend to give the man an audience. "Choose wisely," Case advised him. "Clean up or lock up?"
"Clean up,"
Gopher finally grumbled, and he continued to grumble while he got busy buttoning the raincoat. With that task ticked off his to-do list, Case turned toward Petunia. He took off his cowboy hat to smack the bull on the butt, but he stopped in mid-whack when Gopher spoke again.
"Say, ain't that your wife over yonder?"
Gopher asked. That got Case's complete attention, and he followed Gopher's gaze across the street. Specifically, to the parking lot of the police station, where he spotted the tall blonde getting out of a silver SUV. Not easily getting out either. She was taking a wriggling, fussing baby from the infant seat in the back, and the kid wasn't cooperating.